So you see coming towards us a group of church members who have just finished building their church. Listen to them cheer. But just as they were about to head for a coffee break, a stranger strolls up to the group and looks at what they have just built. Asked the stranger.
Yep.
Replied one of the members.
What do you think?
Well, what is it?
It's a church, can't you tell?
We were so hungry for a church.
Oh, well, yeah, it's fine.
Fine? Look at it. It's got everything a church needs.
Really? What's it got?
It's got four walls.
And a roof.
Is that all?
Well, maybe a few chairs.
The stranger shook his head.
Four walls and a roof. You think that's what makes the kind of church you're hungry for? Come here, let's take a look at this thing.
And the stranger led the members over to their new building to take a closer look.
Come into the circle of love and justice. Come into the community of mercy, holiness, and health. Come, and you shall know peace and joy. My name is Laura Keith King, and I'm your service leader this morning. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Pensacola on this our very special soup and Super Bowl Sunday. We welcome all people, young and old, families and singles. We embrace varying spiritual, religious, and philosophical beliefs. We welcome people of all ages, colors, cultures, abilities, and gender orientations of the human family. We believe that we are enriched by the diversity of our community. If this is your first time here, we will ask you later during the service to introduce yourself if you wish and are comfortable in doing so. Also, we sincerely hope that you will stay for lunch, and there is always plenty, and we would like to share with you. And now we will light our chalice candle. One of the children is going to come up and help us light. You lit it already? Yay! Ask and you shall receive before you even ask. As we light our chalice candle, may the light we now kindle inspire us to use our powers and energies to heal and not to harm, to help and not to hinder, to bless and not to curse, to serve you, Spirit of Love.
The church members have finished showing the stranger their lovely new building.
Yes, it certainly is a nice building,
said the stranger.
But it's not a church.
All right then, smarty pants. Why isn't it a church?
The stranger thought for a moment.
Well, it's kind of like, I can't explain it. I'll just need to cook you up a batch of church soup. Then you'll see.
Church soup?
Yep, the best stuff you ever tasted. It will really satisfy your appetite. And
the stranger pulled over a large pot that just happened to be sitting there.
We'll need a big batch of it. It has to last a while, a whole program year at least.
But we don't have anything to put into a soup. All we have is this building.
Oh, but this is magical soup. You start with this.
The stranger bent down and picked up a stone off the ground. The members gazed at it, oohing and aahing.
Ooh, ah.
I know what that is,
said one of the members.
That's love.
It is indeed love, and every good batch of church soup starts with it.
The stranger put the stone into the pot, then looked around.
Now, love is tasty and all, but we need a few more ingredients to make it really good. I wonder if we could come up with a little celebrating diversity.
The members all thought for a moment, but came up empty. A few of them shrugged. The stranger looked off into the distance, then seemed to find what he was looking for. He added it to the pot and gave it a stir.
That's some quality celebrating diversity right here. That'll make a fine pot of church soup.
So, is it a church yet?
Not yet. Do you think we might find us some striving for justice?
It took the members a moment, but eventually a couple of them came up with what the stranger needed.
Oh, look. Here's some. Great. Now we have the makings of a really good church soup. Who else has something we can put in?
More members found they happened to have exactly what was needed. They handed them up to be passed along to the stranger.
Looks like we've got a few things. Let's see. There's leadership, spiritual exploration, and oh, looky, fun and fellowship.
Oh my, we have quite a bounty. Throw it all in.
Is it done yet? I'm getting hungry for this church.
It's just not quite right. Let's think about this for a minute.
We know there are hungry people in our own community who would be fed and comforted by the gift of food from a stranger. And so we pause to receive the food offering that you've brought with you this morning for Manna Food Pantries. We would like to have you pass your food offerings toward the center aisles, and they will be collected. Well done. We will now have a few moments of silent meditation, which will be ended by the ringing of the singing bowl. Let us reflect on our reasons for hope and gratitude and savor this moment here and now and the company we share. Please remain seated for the meditation hymn, From You I Receive. We'll sing through it twice. It's number 402.
Missing from this soup?
What is it?
It's stewardship.
Huh?
What's that?
Stewardship. It's what makes a batch of church soup really come together.
Huh? What is stewardship? I've never heard of it.
Is that French?
No. Stewardship is... It's a special mix. A little of this and a little of that.
A little of what?
A little volunteerism.
The members all think then, finally, one of them realized she had a little of that.
We have some.
The stranger liberally seasoned the soup.
How about some sense of ownership?
Another member found some of that and offered it to the stranger. The stranger added it in.
Great. And a little financial commitment.
The members all gasped in horror and backed away a step.
No. It's nothing like that. Look, do you want a good church soup or not? Listen, stewardship is the secret ingredient that makes church soup truly magical. It brings out all the flavors, all the potential. It's the workhorse of ingredients. You'll be amazed what our church soup will become with a little bit of financial commitment.
Well, I guess we can see if we have any of that.
The members all checked their pockets, even pockets they didn't know they had, and slowly began to produce handfuls of just the right amount for them.
Wonderful! See, I knew if you looked hard enough, you could find some. Well, don't be shy. Come contribute your share.
The members came forward and sprinkled their handfuls into the pot. The stranger stirred enthusiastically.
Wow, look at the soup. Come over, everyone, and taste it.
Oh, that's good. I can taste the bonds of community.
That is good. I'm getting a feeling of true belonging and a hint of being part of something bigger than myself.
Curious, all the members came forward and looked into the pot, sniffing the delicious aromas.
Smells like music.
And a CRE program.
And a minister.
And a new copier and toilet paper.
All righty then, enough sniffing.
Well, stranger, you've made a pot of truly magical church soup. And to think, all we had was a rock.
It was a stone, and you made this church, not me. This is your church. Go on, enjoy.
The members took the pot and headed into their church, except for one who hung back a moment.
Well, come on, stranger. This is a church, remember? You are welcome here, and soup's on.
The stranger smiled and joined them.
Behind the scenes, people are coming out too. Thank you. That was wonderful.
And at this time, Scott Satterwhite is going to come up for our Boy Scout thing. Here he comes. Scott is a member of the church and the co-chair of our Social Justice Committee.
Hello. Can I get our Boy Scouts up here? I'm sure you all know them, but this is Reed Harwell and Desmond Enzaldo Satterwhite. I'll talk for a second about the Boy Scouts. For those who don't know, the Boy Scouts were founded at the early part of the 20th century over in England by Lord Powell. And shortly afterwards, the United States had its own Boy Scouts, the Boy Scouts of America. Among the founders of the Boy Scouts, a handful of men got together to start the BSA here. But among the founders was Charles Eastman. Charles Eastman was a very prolific Native American writer. He's a witness to Wounded Knee, and he has his own very interesting history, too. He is most famous for writing a book called Memoirs or Memories of an Indian Boyhood in the early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s. And he wrote a ton of books, and which helps to explain a lot of the Native American influence on Boy Scouts. So if you've ever been part of the Boy Scouts or seen it, then you've seen a lot of this connection in there. So he was an interesting early founder to the Scouts. And it's not that, I'm sure you also know, that the Scouts certainly have their controversies over the years, numerous controversies. But what's neat about the Scouts is that over the years that they've really helped to develop the inner strength of a lot of young men over the years. Helped to develop a lot of kids and turn them into good citizens, good people out there in the world and out there in the country. You know, with that, in the 1990s, the Boy Scout or the Unitarian Universalist Association broke with the Boy Scouts over its prohibition with gay Scouts within the program. But in the 2014, the UUA had decided to get together with the Boy Scouts after the Boy Scouts had ended the prohibition on gay Scouts in 2014, and they signed an agreement the following year after the Boy Scouts ended prohibition with gay Scouts. and Gay Scout leadership in 2015. So in speaking to that, within a year, shortly afterwards, Boy Scouts ended prohibition with transgender Scouts. And now, even as of this last week, the Boy Scouts now allow everybody to be in the Scouts, to the point where girls, young women can be in the Scouts at the Cub Scout level, and then also at the older levels. What was called last week the Boy Scouts of America now is called Scouts BSA as part of that that merging. And to the Girl Scouts in the room, it's not that that's without controversy too. So they're carrying on in that part of the tradition. But what's neat is that they've decided in this way to really become a very progressive organization in number of different ways. They've had a great influence not only on the Scouts but also in the culture too, inspiring a number of other organizations that might not have fit directly into the Scout model, but the Boy Scout model, but have inspired them as well, as far as the including Explorer Scouts, which is connected with that, but also Campfire, and then also Navigators, which is part of the EU troop over here. So there's a great influence in the Boy Scouts. President Gerald Ford, he credited the Boy Scouts as being one of his great influences with the motto, be prepared, when he had to be prepared and step in for the presidency after Richard Nixon resigned. But among the other famous Boy Scouts, there's a long list of famous Boy Scouts, but I'll just list a handful of them. Famous, and then we'll call them successful ones as well. Steven Spielberg, who helped to bring about the cinematography merit badge, which Desmond helped to earn recently. And Michael Jordan, also Jimmy Buffett, who, as you know, from Margaritaville, but he's also pretty well known for his environmental work too, which certainly has its connections with the Scouts, at least environmental advocacy. Reverend Martin Luther King was a Boy Scout. JFK was a Boy Scout. George Takei was a Boy Scout, and President Barack Obama. All of them were Boy Scouts at one time. Also, 11 of the 12 astronauts who stepped foot on the moon were also Boy Scouts. Lots and lots of successful folks, including our two successful folks right here. So we have my son, who's about ready to move up into the Boy Scouts right now. He is a Cub Scout. He is a Weeblo 2, which is now called the Arrow of Light. And he's moving into the Boy Scouts in this next, actually in a couple months. So we have that. And then we also have Reed Harwell, who's in his last year. He is an Eagle Scout, as you could tell by all of his decorations. And Reed, I just learned, has been accepted to Cornell University, where he's going to carry along with the... carry along with the family tradition in environmental engineering, environmental sciences. So we have a lot to be proud of for the folks that are here. And can I get anybody else in here who used to be a Boy Scout? Yeah, raise, stand up, if you don't mind. Yeah, awesome, see? It's great, successful folks out here too, so be prepared. All right. Thank you.
Will the choir please come forward? Choir. Everyone, please stand in body or in spirit, and we will sing our closing hymn, number 407. We're going to sit at the welcome table.
We're gonna sing at the welcome.
and our closing words.
Yay!
The peace which passes understanding, the peace of the Spirit of love, which the world can neither give nor take away, be among us and abide in our hearts. We will now extinguish the chalice flame, but be ye lamps unto yourselves. Be your own confidence. Hold to the truth within yourselves as to the only lamp.
And no.